Morning. So you may have noticed that we're back to wearing green, something you haven't seen on a Sunday since February 26th. It's a reminder that we've entered back into ordinary time. That's a name that's given not because it's ordinary or common, it's just because they're numbered. They're given an ordinal number. So for the next 21 weeks, until mid-November, we will be walking through the Gospel of Matthew. Now, this gospel writer, Matthew, is a convert writing to a community of Jewish Christians who feel the wounds of being rejected by the Jews. So throughout the Gospels, we will often hear Jesus in conflict with the scribes and the Pharisees as he breaks away from certain Jewish rituals and gives new meaning and weight to many of the Judaic laws. And at the end of the gospel, Matthew summarizes it all by giving us the direction that we are to go out. We're to make disciples in all the nations. And so it has been during our Easter season, through that sprinkling rite that we had at the beginning of every Mass, we were reminded of our baptismal waters and our calling to be disciples of Christ. Thus, as we come out of that liturgical season into ordinary time, it's no surprise we're dropped right in the middle of Matthew's 10th chapter, which is often called the Discourse on the Mission. See, it's focused on the selection and the job description of the first disciples of Christ. We'll hear more about it next week, but allow me to go back a few lines so you have greater context as to what the disciples were called to do. They were to find those who were lost, to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. They were not to take any payment. Matter of fact, they were told not to take extra clothes, shoes, or even a walking stick. For housing, they were to find a home of a worthy one and just stay there. They were warned that they will be disliked, and they'll be handed over to authorities and will be hated, all because they'll be teaching about Jesus. And Christ is pretty clear that as they go forth preaching the gospel, they will experience persecution and rejection by their own people. I don't know about you, but it does not sound like an appealing ministry for me. But then again, are we really surprised? After all, today's gospel reinforces what we already know. Being a disciple is not easy. Living a life rooted in Christ is not easy. Standing up for those who live on the margin, those who are being persecuted, those who are living in fear, is not easy. And did you pick up the common theme within the description of being a disciple that we heard? It's all about our need to let go. To let go of our fears, to let go of trying to be in control, the letting go of power and prestige and possessions, to let go of the need for our small self to be most important, and instead to be just who you really are in God. And thus, as Matthew writes earlier in his gospel, to build your house on bedrock. You see, for most of us, all that letting go of control, that feels like suffering. But it would seem that some form of suffering is absolutely necessary, since our ego does not surrender without a fight to the death. But this form of suffering teaches us how to live beyond the illusion of control and give that control back to God, freeing us to be here, present, in the now. Another term we use for this surrendering is the Paschal Mystery, what we heard so much about over the past weeks, which is the true pattern of transformation. Indeed, it's a mystery. It's not logical at all. For it seems that the best formula for growth and transformation is through the many times in our life we experience death and then rising. And at these times that we feel that we're living in some form of darkness. But both John of the Cross and Gerald May point out in their own descriptions of the dark night of the soul, God teaches the soul most profoundly through darkness, not just light. For we only need enough light to be able to trust the darkness. Trials and tribulations and darkness all teach us how to trust in a very practical way that a good and loving God is always guiding us. I don't need to have perfect certainty before I take my next step. You know, over the past couple months, I've had the opportunity to re-witness the wonder of how a child learns to walk as I watch my grandson Bodhi start to take his first steps. By beginning to hold on to us, one hand, learning to let go in order to take that first few steps before he would fall. But time and time again, he had the faith that those of us surrounding him would provide help and protection, which allowed him to continue the practice placing one foot in front of the other. Bodhi quickly learned that each misstep he made in learning to walk helped him the next time he got back up to his feet. See, likewise, we need to remember that we can trust that even our mistakes will be used in our favor. It's the way to transformative love. Darkness, mistakes, and trials are the supreme teachers, whereas success actually doesn't teach us anything. It just feels good. But twice in today's gospel, we are reminded not to be afraid. For we know there will be darkness in our days, but Christ will be there as our light. There will be times we find ourselves in scary stillness, but Christ will be there with a whisper in our ear. Christ knows all our wants, our desires, our thoughts, our pains, our joys, our needs, our fears, and evidently even the numbers of hair on our head. So this week, I invite you to take some time to examine what space are you now living in? Where's the darkness in your life? Where's the light? Where are the voids in your life? What are you afraid of? Make the time to remember the words that are repeated by Jesus over and over again in the Gospels. Do not be afraid. Do not waste time obsessing over what happened in the past or fretting and trying to control what's going to happen in the future. Instead, be open to the present. Be open to true discipleship. Be open to the mistakes in your life without fearing the grace-filled darkness. For it just may be the best teacher you ever had.